Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study on Ephesians chapter 6, we were talking about the fact that Satan and his army are the root cause of divisions in the church. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
In Matthew chapter 13, verse 39, it says, "The enemy that sowed them is the devil." Do you remember the parable of sowing the tares among the wheat? And Christ himself identifies them as the devil that sowed the tares. Isn't it interesting that in Jude, verse 4, that we're told that certain men crept in among them? They came in unawares. They were men that snuck in the back door under the guise of being one of them. And the devil tries to bring his people into every Bible-believing church and Bible-preaching church. But understand, the devil is clearly identified as the enemy. It says the enemy sowed them is the devil. And so we find that the enemy that we have is Satan and his cohorts. The Bible lets us know that he was a murderer from the beginning in John 8:44. He placed in the heart of Judas to betray our Lord in John 13:27. And then we are also told that Satan is a liar and he's the father of lies, again in John 8:44. Now this is all to tell us that the devil is a real personality, a cunning and powerful foe of God and man. We're not wrestling against people. We're wrestling against the devil. He is the one who will be in people with attitudes and circumstances that oppose us. But with the whole armor of God and the term wrestling, it tells us that we are in hand-to-hand combat against the foe. For an example, there might be jealousy of a gift that someone has. And we think, well, they're jealous of that person. But there is an evil spirit that is causing that divide. Now, Satan has, by his methods, organized other devil spirits under him. And that organizational structure is revealed for us here in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12. He says, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities." Now, the principalities would represent the generals. They have the oversight of nations. In Daniel chapter 10, verses 12 and 13, we read this, "Then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel. From the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard. And I am come for thy words. But the prince," okay, this is a principality, "of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes," and by the way, Michael's an archangel, "came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia." Now, what he's trying to say there is that Daniel was fasting and praying, and he let his prayer be made known unto God, and from the very first day God knew his prayer, heard his words. And he sent an angel, he sent one to a messenger to Daniel. But there was a principality of Persia that saw this, and he withstood this angel that was sent to Daniel. And because he had a greater authority and a greater power than that angel, he was able to withstand until finally this angel has Michael come along, and Michael the archangel helps him. Now remember, God created these spirits with different gifts and powers. They know their place, and they carry it out. You see, the house of Satan is not divided. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 24 through 26, it says, "But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, 'This fellow,'" speaking of Jesus, "'they said, this fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils.' And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, 'Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand?'" Satan is not divided, my friend. Now, be it the United States, England, Israel, China, Japan, Russia, Iran, Iraq, what have you, there are principalities that seek to influence those governments and their decisions. That's why we read in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, this instruction to Christians. "I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty." And so, since every ruler, every nation, those in authority have principalities that are trying to influence their decisions and direct them, we need to pray for these leaders, because we must also realize most of these leaders aren't saved, and so they'll be easily influenced. And we must pray as Christians for these leaders that the devil's counsel will be defeated. Now, we're told here in Ephesians 6:12 about a second group in this army of Satan. As we said, he has methodically arranged his army. First, there were principalities. They are the generals. And now he has powers. Powers has the idea of authority. It is the power that seeks to be authoritative in the life of the unsaved as well as the saved. If you're saved, these devils will not possess your new nature, but they can do things in the body, and don't forget, you still have that old nature with you. If you remember Job in the Old Testament, he was afflicted with boils from the bottom of his feet to the top of his head. And my friend, all of that was caused by the devil, although Job was God's man. Paul, in the New Testament, had a thorn in the flesh. Now, people say, was that his eyesight? What was it? We're not real sure, but we do know this for sure. Whatever it was the messenger of Satan. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 says it this way, "And lest I should be exalted above measure, through the abundance of the revelations, there was given unto me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure." So, there was a devil spirit, I believe, a power that was active in the life of Paul as well as in the life of Job to try to discourage them and defeat them. When Jesus was on the earth, he selected 12 men. One of those men was Peter. And to Peter, he had said, when he said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God," he said, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah." But with just in a few minutes, when Peter said, "I'll never let them do that to thee," Jesus turned to Peter and he said to Peter, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Other words, he didn't say, "Get thee behind me, Peter." He said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." And he realized and he knew what was behind the statement of Peter, and that's what he rebuked. Now, I believe that these powers may be the deceivers. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 through 15, we read this. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. I look at those ministers as local ministers. A lady heard a preacher preach, and he warned of those that didn't believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And she went to her liberal church, and on Easter Sunday morning, her pastor spoke of the resurrection. So she went back to this other preacher and said, our preacher preached on the resurrection. And he says, well, you go back and you ask a preacher, does he believe in a literal, bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, that he was actually dead, and 3 days later, he rose up bodily from that. Well, she went back to him, and the preacher laughed in her face. But now here's what's interesting. The first time she heard him, she didn't know he believed that way. She thought he believed in the resurrection. You see, Satan is an angel of light, and so too are his ministers. So when these ministers, these powers, are in people, they become great deceivers. Satan is not a man with a pitchfork in a red suit with a forked tail and horns. I believe Satan's been very successful in getting artists to render him that way, to put that in the mind of people. The Bible says he's an angel of light, and so is the definition of Lucifer. One of the most effective weapons against the local church, as well as against Christians, has been false religious leaders, isms, and teachers who have watered down the gospel and changed the Word of God. That's why we have so many new Bible versions today. Listen to this from Isaiah chapter 29. It says in verse 13, wherefore the Lord said, forasmuch as this people draw near me with their mouth, and with their lips do honor me. And that sounds good, doesn't it? Drawing near them with their mouth and using their lips to honor God, that sounds good. But then God knows their heart, because he doesn't look just at the outward appearance. And he says, but they have removed their heart far from me, and their fear towards me is taught by the precept of men. You say, what do you mean by the precept of men? That is putting in the philosophies of men. For example, today one of the great philosophies that we deal with is that's taken away from the Bible is we've got to build their self-esteem. And of course, that totally ignores what John the Baptist said of Jesus Christ. He must increase, I must decrease. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.